This segment guides you through a sitting meditation with breath as the primary object of awareness, arranging to spend this time in a comfortable but attentive posture, preferably sitting up without leaning back for support if that's possible for you, and at a time and in a place where you won't be disturbed. Sitting in a dignified posture, head balanced on shoulders, arms and hands resting in a comfortable position. This is a time for allowing ourselves to switch from our normal mode of doing and moving and reacting to one of simply being, just being attentive to what is happening within your own awareness, right here and right now. And as you sit, just noticing sensations of breath. Just noticing how your abdomen moves on each in-breath and out-breath. The movement of air through your nostrils. The slight movement of chest and shoulders. Just bringing awareness to whichever part of the breath cycle and wherever in your body it is most vivid, whether it be your tummy or your chest or your shoulders or the movement of air through your nostrils. Noticing the entire cycle of breath. From the movement of the air coming in and filling the lungs and extending the abdomen slightly. The movement of air going out. And being aware of the pause, the stopping point in between the in-breath and the out-breath and the out-breath and the next in-breath. It's all one movement, even through the changing of direction. Just noticing where that pause is. Seeing to what degree you can be aware of the whole entire cycle. You'll notice your attention from time to time shifting away from breath. The mind may wander into fantasies or memories, thoughts of the day, worries that you might have, things you need to do. And without giving yourself a hard time, when you notice that that's happened, just gently but firmly bring your awareness back to the sensations of breathing. The actual physical sensations of breath as it moves through your body. being aware of where the mind goes. Gently shifting your awareness to sensations of breath. And noticing the tendency to want to control your breathing. Letting the quality of attention be light and easy. One of simply observing and noticing. Just as if you were on a float on a gently undulating sea, where you go up with one wave and down with the next. You don't control the duration of the waves or the depth between the waves. You're just riding. You may notice that there are sounds in addition to the sounds that come from this recording. Sounds of traffic or movement or something else going on. And just noticing that your attention has moved to that perception of sound. And staying with it just long enough to notice the quality of the sound. Sound is vibration, tone, volume or intensity. Being aware of the tendency of the mind to label sound as traffic, or as voices, or as music. And coming closer to the actual experience of the sound as it hits your eardrums. Qualities of pitch or rhythm or intensity. Separating out the actual reception of sound from the labels we put on it. And if you've been paying attention to sound or notice that you've gone off to be noticing the perceptions of sound, bringing your attention once again back to breath. letting your breath be your anchor of awareness. So that each time your awareness goes somewhere else, just gently coming back to breath without judgment or any upset, if you can do that. And just saying, well, my attention's gone somewhere else, just coming back to breath. Noticing the tendency to have an opinion about things, about liking the way things are going right now, not liking it, finding it uncomfortable. That too can be an object of awareness, just noticing that you have an opinion about things often. So that's my liking mind, it's liking this. Or is my critical mind saying I would rather have things be different than they are? And that too can be noticed. And building the capacity to notice liking or disliking and not to have to do anything about it, how freeing that is. And as you notice that happening, it's bringing your awareness to the physical sensations of breath, wherever it's most vivid for you. And seeing if it's possible to have a friendly attitude towards whatever comes into your awareness. Now, if your mind has gone off on a fantasy or a thought or a judgment or a worry or a sensation or a sound, isn't a friendly way noticing that this is happening and coming back to breath? recognizing the entire cycle of awareness is important to this experience, including the movement from breath and including the coming back. Seeing if it's possible, at those moments when your awareness has gone somewhere else, noticing how that flicker of attention happens, that moment when you realize it is somewhere else and somewhere other than breath, and at that moment, seeing if it's possible to have an attitude of celebration, of congratulation, of recognition that this is a moment of awareness. You acknowledge yourself for noticing you've gone somewhere else. And just easily bring your attention back to breath in a friendly and a non-judgmental way. As this meditation comes to an end, recognizing that you've spent this time intentionally aware of your moment-to-moment experience, nourishing and strengthening your ability to be with whatever comes your way, building the capacity for opening the senses to the vividness, to the aliveness of the present moment, expanding your skill to be curious and available about whatever presents itself without judgment. And when you're ready, allowing the eyes to let some light in if you've had them closed. And permitting yourself now to shift or to stretch in whatever way feels comfortable as the sitting meditation ends.